Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Wednesday, a hump day. We are halfway home, folks. It's downhill from here. And, of course, on Wednesdays, we always check in with Chuck Muth, our friend, the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good morning, Chuck.
Ready to do some fun seeking, or was it truth seeking and fun loving,
or whatever.
Rock and roll.
No. Can I ask you though? I've been reading your stuff, your Muth Truths, and some of your other stuff, and I'm trying to get where you are on three. Question three: Have you come out definitively for or against question three?
I am. If the election were held today, I would be a yes on three. Of course, the election's not until November the 6th, and if there's new information that somehow I'm missing, I'm happy to consider it. But, yeah, if the election were held today, I'm absolutely a yes on three.
I know.
Even more so after seeing the debate that I saw yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was interesting. Surprising and a bit concerning. This was held at the Republican Men's Club luncheon. Both sides were able to present their cases. Both sides took questions from the audience. And, I mean, we're talking, Kevin, about generally conservative free market Republicans in the room. And at the end of the program, the president asked for a show of hands, how many are no on three, how many are yes on three. And the no team, by my guess, it won by at least a 2-1 margin. So if the campaign for no is, reached that far into the conservative free market side, imagine what's going on in the rest of the electorate.
Didn't we vote 72% yes last time?
Exactly. And it's very interesting to see how this has changed. Now, one thing that everyone should bear in mind, it's August. It's not November. The No campaign has poured a ton of money into its propaganda campaign during the summer. The Yes campaign, nowhere near as much money. So I wouldn't say that it's over by any stretch of the imagination. I think the Yes side is going to really become a lot more engaged in refuting the No arguments after Labor Day, and then we'll see how this all comes out on November the 6th.
I know one of the criticisms of three is that it would not just codify, it would put into our state constitution this whole notion of yes or no on three. My question is, are you comfortable with putting this in our Constitution?
Yeah, that's very interesting. That is the key point for me, Kevin. I was actually a no on three in 2016 when 72% of my fellow Nevadans, you know, voted the opposite way. But I've since looked into this issue a lot more deeply, and what it says, if when you actually read the language of the constitutional amendment, it simply establishes that Nevadans will have consumer choice. We will no longer have just a monopoly where you must buy your energy from NV Energy. There must be consumer choice. But the constitutional amendment leaves up to our legislature the implementation of that. So, you know, the fact is we will have in the Constitution a right to consumer choice, but it will be up to the legislature to determine exactly how that will be done. And that, frankly, Kevin, is what the legislature should have been doing over the past two or three sessions. I mean, that's their job. They failed to do their job. They keep punting this issue. And if the legislature won't do what we elected them to do on this issue, then the people have no choice but to force them to do so.
Okay, are you worried that a Democrat legislature may not punt, but instead of being white hot, they might just be lukewarm and produce a bill that really, really doesn't give us choice, but seems like it does?
Yes, I mean that certainly is possible. Again, the Democrat legislature had the opportunity last session to act on this issue after it saw that 72% of Nevadans wanted them to act on this issue and didn't. And yes, here's what could happen. This is a danger, is that the Democrat legislature could put together a program similar to the failure of a similar energy program in California, rather than mirror the success of energy demonopolization of states such as Texas. And so it will be up to all of us, you know, if question three passes again, to make sure we keep an eye on the legislature and make sure they do it right and don't mirror the failures of California.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach, on our City National Bank guest hotline. I want to ask you, because since we last talked, another good jobs report, not great, but good. U.S. employers added 157,000 jobs. The jobless rate lowered to 3.9%. What is your assessment of the economy here in the state of Nevada?
See, I think it was fantastic. I read this morning, I think it was a Newswire report, that in June there were more people, more new jobs were created than there were people on unemployment to fill those new jobs. And that happened for the third time, the third month in a row. I mean, this is fantastic economic news. The fact of the matter is, we will never reach perfection. There will always be certain people in our community who lack the job skills, or for that matter, lack the motivation to actually go out and get one of those jobs that are available. So we're never going to get down to zero unemployment, but the fact that we've gone below 4% for the first time in decades, the fact that the unemployment rate for minorities, especially blacks and Hispanics, in our communities, is at the lowest level we've seen in a generation or more. You know, this is just tremendous news, and it's amazing to me to watch Democrats campaigning on undoing that great success for our economy.
That's amazing. More with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, on our City National Bank guest hotline. We'll talk a little bit about the president. We'll talk about what is happening out there, and disagreement even within the family residence at the White House about LeBron James. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Have you always dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with solid computer skills and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie McKay right now at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888 888- 738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. Great communities like Ely listening on 1230 AM. Wyatt Cox at the controls there. Great to have you with us. And, of course, joining us, as he does every Wednesday, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Over the last week, we've had Democrats claiming that those of us who believe in Donald J. Trump, who believe in his America First policies, that somehow we are being duped, we are being brainwashed. Are we really being brainwashed? Are we victims of mind control? This last salvo from the Democrats just makes no sense at all.
No, here's what's actually going on. And Kevin, you and I have been in this business for a long, long time, and you and I both know this to be true. Historically, Republicans have been absolutely horrible at selling the conservative message. I mean, their inside the Beltway Washington, D.C. communications teams are completely and totally inept. What we have now in President Trump is someone who is well-versed in marketing and persuasion from his experience in business, and he's been able to make to sell the conservative message, and it's been good in both cases. I mean, it's always been the right message, but he's able to sell it better than any Republican has ever been able to sell it before. It's not a matter of being duped. It's simply a matter of communicating better.
I want to ask you, because from the rallies last week in Tampa, in Wilkes-Barre, PA, and in Ohio, the chant CNN sucks was prominent. And it left some on the left and some in the news media, the lamestream fake news media, claiming that people like, you know, Jim Acosta, that we should fear for their lives, that somehow their lives are in jeopardy by being up on that scaffold. What do you make of that? Is that just scare tactics?
Oh, of course it is. And here's the thing, CNN in particular has been using these same kind of scare tactics against conservatives for decades. The difference, again, is, and this has a lot to do with why President Trump has so much support that he has. Conservatives and Republicans over the years haven't so much been disappointed in the fact that Republicans lose fight after fight after fight, but that they weren't willing to stand up and actually fight the fight. Donald Trump, unlike most Republicans, isn't afraid to take on the press, and he has taken on the left media, like CNN, in a way that no Republican ever has. And so, of course, they're sitting here saying, well, you know, we have to be fearing for our lives. If your listeners, Kevin, haven't yet seen it, they should go ahead and Google Candace Owens and Charlie Kirk and see what the left did to this pair of young conservatives in Philadelphia at a restaurant for breakfast this week. I mean, it is absolutely disgusting how they were accosted. A drink was actually spilled on Charlie Kirk. Out at the confrontation that occurred outside, they were cussing at the police officers. It's just absolutely disgusting what the left is doing. There is more danger to a conservative wearing a Make America Great Again hat than Jim Acosta will ever face in his life.
Let me just ask you though, this whole negativity from the left and trying to bully the right, is it going to work in November?
It won't work in November. What it probably will do, and this is exactly what they want. Yeah, I saw the other day another news story that someone who had a Trump sticker on their bumper had their car, vandalized, almost destroyed, all their tires flattened and everything else, and it was because they had a Trump sticker, bumper sticker, on their car. So what you may see is that people fearing for their personal safety or their property to maybe not be so out front and open in their support for Donald Trump, but bet your bottom dollar when they get into the privacy of the voting booth, when nobody is looking, they're going to pull the lever for Trump and candidates that Trump is supporting in most cases.
And by the way, in Ohio, what's the latest on that? Ohio, is it still going to the Republican?
Last I heard, the Republican was up by less than 1% of the vote, which I believe, if I'm reading correctly, means that there will be an automatic recount in that race. And although the margin is close and President Trump carried that particular district by a large margin in 2016, the fact of the matter was the Republican was way, way, way behind before Donald Trump got involved in that race and made an actual competitive race out of it.
Let me just ask you, this whole deal, Melania Trump, Ivanka praising LeBron James, the president tweeting out over the weekend some negative stuff about LeBron James and Don Lemon from CNN. What do you make of that, and are they trying to sow the seeds of discontent within the family residence?
I'm sure they are. I mean, they'll take, I mean, if If Donald Trump took sugar in his coffee and Ivanka didn't, I mean, they'd make a big deal out of that. I mean, they're looking for anything and everything where they could sow that kind of discord. But, you know, this is a, as Hillary Clinton would say, a nothing burger. The fact that they, a father and daughter, may have differences of opinion on certain things really shouldn't be too shocking to any American father who has a daughter. I know I've had disagreements with my own daughters from time to time on different issues.
Should he testify? Should he agree to testify or be interviewed by Robert Mueller and his team?
Absolutely not. The president, I think, has been very, very successful in arguing that this is, in fact, the witch hunt that it is. And I think by doing the interview with Mueller only legitimizes the witch hunt. So, no, from a public perception standpoint, I think it would be absolutely the wrong thing to do. Legally, and I'm no lawyer, so I can't, you know, vouch for the wisdom of doing it from a legal standpoint. You know, that's what he's paying lawyers good money to do. But I think from a public perception standpoint, no, I wouldn't sit down for an interview with him.
Let me just ask you, do you think he will?
Goy, I don't think so. I think the president is so good at understanding communications and messaging that he will recognize that sitting down with Mueller would validate what is going on. And I think when push comes to shove, unless there's a really, really, really strong legal argument to the contrary, I don't think he will.
What about written questions?
I think that still, legitimizes the witch hunt. So, no, I wouldn't do it.
Wow. I tell you what, this is one of those questions that I know legal minds are wrestling with, and that is whether the president should or should not. I'm kind of with you. I wouldn't get within 1,000 miles of Robert Mueller. And just the optics of the president on videotape, it'll be in every campaign ad. It's just the wrong thing to do. I agree with you. Hey,
just as you said about Ivanka, no matter what the president says, if he answered every single question openly and honestly, correctly, the press is going to dig into it and they're going to turn something into nothing.
Turn
nothing into something. I'm sorry.
something like that. Let me just ask you in our final minute, as we go forward, the president was out in support of the candidate out in Ohio, in Ohio 12. It looks like the candidate in Ohio 12 won. Will we see the president out more and more as we get closer to November?
Oh, yeah, he has said so. He said he's going to campaign. I think he's going to make this a referendum on his Make America Great Again agenda, and he's going to nationalize this election. There won't be a blue wave, there won't be a red wave, but there might be a Trump wave, and we'll just have to wait till November the 6th to see.
We will see it together. Chuck, always good. If folks want to check out some of your writings, some of your stuff is absolutely flat out amazing, by the way. I highly recommend it. Where do they go?
Yep, I got another new one on yesterday's debate on question 3 coming out this morning. Go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com and just sign up for our free email newsletter.
It's free, folks. It's free. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again next week.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
All right. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Stick around. We got a whole bunch more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are the statewide radio program of record. We are live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Troy Balderson, I know nothing about this guy. The only thing I do know is he was running for Congress, a special election, 3 months in Congressional District 12 in Ohio. So Ohio 12. And all I know is that the president and the vice president went into his district and campaigned for him. And that at the end of last night, the beginning of this morning, He was leading. Troy Balderson had to kind of thread the needle, if you know what I mean. This was Troy Balderson last night accepting a narrow, narrow victory in Ohio.
I'm honored, very honored, for the opportunity to represent the voters of the 12th Congressional District and who they have bestowed on me. I have so many people to thank tonight. Some behind me right here, my son Joshua, his fiance, Chelsea. He's getting married next April. My girlfriend, Melanie. I want to thank God. More importantly, my mom and dad, who aren't be able to hear with us this evening. The thousands and thousands of volunteers that worked this grassroots campaign. Thank you all very, very much for all that you have done. The phone banking, the door knocking, all of it. It's been phenomenal, and it's a great honor for me. I'd like to thank President Trump. Mr. President, coming to town, I'd also like to take the time to thank Vice President Pence for coming in next week. Tonight, I'm going to promise to you that I'm going to work relentlessly for this 12th Congressional District. America is on the right path, and we're going to keep it going that way. Yeah. It's time to get to work. Over the next 3 months, I'm going to do everything I can to keep America great again. So that when we come back here in November, get ready, we got to come back here in November. I have earned your vote for a second time. Danny O'Connor ran a hard race, and I look forward to campaigning against him again this fall. Thank you all so much for all your support. God bless you, and God bless America.
Okay.
You can see
okay.
The enthusiasm there.
There you go. There was the victory statement. If you want to call it that, by the way, do you remember we were talking with Chuck Muth about the LeBron James tweets? Yesterday, with Wolf Blitzer, Don Lemon, I love the way CNN does this. When they run out of talking heads, they get their own anchors out to be talking heads. And so it was. Let's go to cut three real quick. This was the Don Lemon reaction and how he initially reacted to the presidential tweet mentioning him and LeBron James. This was yesterday with Wolf Blitzer.
I think this president traffics in racism. I do believe that this president is a racist, and I don't say that lightly. I think the evidence points to it, and I did that on my program last night. I showed some of the evidence, not even all of the evidence, what he says about people of color, what he says about women. He's also a misogynist. What he says about women and what he says about other people. He does, you know, he's an equal opportunity offender, but he also tramples over racial norms and insensitivities. And I think what he is playing on with this, with me and with LeBron James, is an old racist trope about black and African Americans or people of color being of inferior intelligence.
It started with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, though.
Low IQ.
Before you, yeah. Before LeBron, he was going after her. She was critical, very critical of him. He was going after her, saying she's low IQ, Maxine Waters, and he would ridicule her, saying her IQ was one in the 60s.
Yeah, well, Maxine Waters has been in political life a lot longer than this president and will probably still be around when this president is out of office. So I think to call Maxine Waters a low IQ individual, again, I think it's beneath the dignity of the office. We have to remember the president's supposed to be a statesman. And statesmen don't speak that way. They don't write that way. They don't conduct themselves that way. So I think it would be it is incumbent upon the president to learn from his past mistakes and to try to correct them and to become a better person, a better statesman, a better leader of all people, not just the people who voted for him. And I think it's incumbent upon the people in his own party to hold him to account, because it's not up to, it's not really up to me to hold him to account. I am not a lawmaker. I'm neither a Democrat nor a Republican. I'm not political. I simply give the facts. I did an interview with LeBron James. LeBron James shared his story. So I think it's incumbent upon the people, especially the people in Washington, to hold him to account.
Now I love the way the left circles the wagons around one's own. Do you ever notice that? When one is attacked, everybody is called to the front, so to speak. So it was last night with Dana Bash. We're going to go to cut four. Cut four, as Dana Bash, fellow CNNer, defends Don Lemon while calling out the president on his LeBron James criticism.
LeBron James did something and is doing something pretty remarkable,
right,
that we would want all of the athletes that our children look up to do, which is to give back to their community in a pretty amazing way, use their big fat salaries to do that. And what Don Lemon did is bring that to the country and to the world in the interview. And yeah, LeBron James made a statement, not even using the president's name or, you know, specifically talking about the way that he's acting, but obviously about what the president has done with the NFL. And that's his prerogative. And that's called discourse. And when you have anybody to respond to that with an ad hominem attack, much less the president of the United States, it is important to call it out.
Okay, it is what Milo Yiannopoulos talks about. Discourse? Apparently at Berkeley, it's not. Is what Ann Coulter says. Apparently not. Is what Jeanine Pirro says on The View. Is that discourse too? Apparently not. It's amazing, the hypocrisy of the left. It is amazing to me what the left considers discourse. I'll take it a step further. Is what Alex Jones says discourse? Is that okay? Apparently not. Apparently to Facebook and some of these folks, it's not. That is what is so frustrating. We're going to take a quick break. One of the things we're going to do coming up in our next segment, we're going to try and get you involved at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk about your money. Something that is near and dear to my heart. Talking about money. With no less than Greg Herlin. From GregHerlin.com. Also, I'm really fascinated to see what he thinks. Randy Sutton, 30-plus years on the job, now a spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter. He's going to join us just after 11 o'clock. Late last week, Metro Police released its final report on 1 October. It left a lot of folks wanting more. We'll see what Randy Sutton thinks. We'll do that coming up after 11 o'clock. Also, one of my favorite people, George Harris, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. And if you haven't seen it, it's really fascinating. I love this magazine. I love it. I don't just like it. I love it. George Harris will join us in studio coming up after 11:30. Busy show. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you own or operate a business? Do you get free electricity? Me neither. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, or even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at consistent, desired temperatures. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars per year. Check it out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. One more time, reducemyac.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. I love it when the media dredges up news that really is news. A lot of this stuff that you see on cable news is not really news. You know, when they come out of a break, a commercial break, and there's some big graphic that explodes in front of your eyes, and a voice will say, "Breaking news!" It's not really news. Last night, Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel, it's cut six, came up with new facts that seemed to prove or at least reinforce what a lot of us have believed for a long time, that there is a deep state. But Sean Hannity has new facts that prove the deep state tried to bring down Trump. This is incredible. Listen to this last night on Fox.
For over a year, we have been reporting accurately, and now we know more about Bruce Orr's suspicious ties to Fusion GPS. Remember, his wife, Nellie Orr, actually worked with Christopher Steele for Fusion GPS and the ones that put together the Clinton bought and paid for Russian dirty dossier. And as you know, the dossier was a campaign op research document put together by Steele himself. He doesn't stand by it. A former foreign spy, full of Russian lies, full of misinformation, full of propaganda. Hillary paid for it. The DNC paid for it, all by funneling money through a law firm to Fusion GPS. And now, according to John Solomon's reporting tonight, we have clear evidence that Bruce Orr, the fourth most powerful person in the Obama Justice Department, was working hand in hand with Christopher Steele and Hillary Clinton's op research team, both before and after the election, clearly to stop President Trump from winning the election. And then after he won the election, literally destroy him with the Clinton-funded Russian lies that nobody ever verified and has now been totally debunked.
Okay, so what now is Congress going to do? Will Congress do anything? Will Congress do anything about this? Let's go to cut seven because Mark Meadows is from the Freedom Caucus. And he was on with Sean Hannity last night talking about this mounting evidence that the deep state that we've always talked about, the deep state is real.
So now we got Comey, and you got the number two guy at the FBI. Now you got Bruce Orr, number four at Justice. Then we got all the Strzok and Page. Then we got everything else in between. How come nothing ever happens to these people? And we're back to a two. We've got Adam Schiff on a tape, literally colluding with a Russian, thinking he's got naked pictures of Donald Trump. Is that a conspiracy? Is that collusion? Is that worse what they're claiming about Trump? And then we got Hillary paying for Russian lies, manipulating the American people. And on top of that, using it to spy on Americans. John Solomon, or Mark Meadows, we'll go to you first. How deep does this go, and when do these people ever get held accountable?
Well, we know that there's two standards. One, for those that are well-connected, and we're seeing that as John is reporting tonight, but it goes very deep. If you start to read some of these emails and the text messages, we're just now starting to uncover really how awful this was. You know, let's put it in context. It was July 30th, the day before the investigation started, when there was a meeting at the Mayflower that started this between Bruce Orr and Christopher Steele.
I agree with Sean Hannity. When do people start going to jail? When do Hillary and her staff and all of these people, you know, within, this is what is so scary about all of this. This is within the Justice Department. This is not a bunch of politicos. You know, members of the, you know, Hillary campaign. This isn't that. This is deep state. Isn't anybody concerned about this? And by the way, Mark Meadows, God bless him, but I didn't get a great feeling of confidence in him that they will start throwing people in jail, that they will start filing charges. I don't get a sense that any of that is going on. By the way, yesterday we brought you the comments of Judge Andrew Napolitano. And I think a lot of people, at least via social media, found his comments to be anti-Trump and kind of scary. Don Jr.'s got to be concerned. So I wanted to bring you something that would be a little more positive for the president. This is Judge Napolitano with Harris Faulkner on Fox News Channel. And that the Robert Mueller team has been, I mean, it's something I know we've all speculated about. But Judge Napolitano gives kind of a thought that a lot of us, I guess, have processed. That the Robert Mueller team has really been grossly unfair to this president and to his administration. Putting people on the spot, people having to lawyer up when all they did was their jobs. This was Judge Andrew Napolitano yesterday on Fox News Channel.
Wall Street Journal reporting as legal pressure mounts, Cohen's bank loans are also under scrutiny by prosecutors. Wall Street Journal also reporting the legal pressures facing Cohen are a wide-ranging investigation of his personal business affairs and his work on behalf of his former client, President Trump. Judge?
We believe that what the Wall Street Journal just reported, though new to the public, is not new to Michael Cohen and his lawyers, and that they have been negotiating for weeks on this with Bob, not with Bob Mueller, but with the federal prosecutors in Manhattan working with Bob Mueller, and that some of those negotiations have already been leaked.
Can I ask you just, you know, how this really plays out? The American public, because we know politics play a role, so we've got to pay attention to what the American public may be seeing. This now, this investigation of Bob Mueller, has seen some arms and legs with some very interesting actors, some of them criminal. What do you make of it all?
I think it's a lot larger than anybody imagined at the time that Jeff Sessions recused himself and allowed his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, to appoint the special counsel. And in a sense, this is egregiously unfair to the president that they have now ensnared his own lawyer and conversations that he, the president, he wasn't president at the time, had every reason to believe would be protected and confidential are now fair game.
And that is what is so, as he would say, egregiously unfair. And he's right. Now, coming up, we're going to switch gears on you. We're going to talk about something that I'll bet you is near and dear to your heart. You know, we always talk about how, you know, we always want to, on this program, be topical, compelling, and then entertaining. Topical meaning it's today's stuff, up to the minute. Compelling means you actually have to care about it. And most of you care about your money. Am I right? Greg Herlin from GregHerlin.com talks about your money and how to make more of it. Yeah. We'll do that and more coming up. Also coming up at the top of the next hour. Yeah, at 11 o'clock, Randy Sutton, national spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter, will join us. And we'll talk about this final report from Metro on 1 October. A lot of us wanted a lot more. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Local businesses all across the state of Nevada are increasing sales and profits advertising on Live and Local Now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Listen to Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply in Carson City.
This is completely unsolicited. I want your listeners to know that. We have advertised with you on this station, and it's been enormously successful for us. And you yourself have done the actual advertisements for us, and that has been, I think, huge. You guys have done a wonderful job for us, and I would recommend anyone listening, if you're in business, this is a great place to advertise, and we're going to continue to do it as long as I'm in Carson City.
Thanks, Rico. Let's keep the good times rolling. Our marketing consultants are standing by right now. Let them design a program best suited for your business at a price that will put a smile on your face and more money in your pocket. If you'd like Live and Local Now to help improve your bottom line, contact Director of Sales Andrew Paul at andrew@battlebornradio.com. That's andrew@battlebornradio.com.